So, dear friends, ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to address you once again at the annual Capital Link Conference. As we mark our sixth year in government, it is an opportune moment to reflect on the progress we have made and the vision that will guide us forward. Greece now sits at the top of the euro area economies for per capita GDP growth, nearly 20% cumulative between 2020 and 2023. Unemployment continues to track downwards, down around 8 percentage points during our administration, marking the most significant reduction in the EU, and our debt-to-GDP ratio has seen the largest decline of any EU country from 2019 to 2023. These achievements have been underpinned by a robust reform agenda, emphasizing economic transformation, tax cuts, and yes, political stability. Eleni, is that picture coming up? In 2023, the Economist Intelligence Unit concluded that Greece is the nation with the most improved business environment among 81 countries. And in 2024, they forecasted that Greece will be among the top 10 global performers over the next 5 years. We are proud of what has been achieved, but there is more to come. Beginning January 1st, we will reduce social security contributions once again by another percentage point, bringing the cumulative decrease to 5.4 points. While other countries may be raising taxes, Greece is lowering them. Our fight against tax evasion continues robustly. For instance, Greece is now one of the few countries to have fully connected POS machines to cash registers, instantly transmitting transaction data to the Inland Revenue Service. Our medium-term fiscal structural plan is characterized by stability. From 2024 through 2028, we project an overall budget balance of about minus 1% of GDP per annum, and a primary balance steady at around plus 2.5%, setting the stage for our gross debt to GDP ratio to decline among another 20 points. Bond markets have taken note. Greek government bonds are no longer priced cheaper than all other euro area countries. A few years ago, I promised that Greece would regain investment grade, and last year it did. Today, I'm here to tell you that Greece is on the path to a new milestone, the upgrade of the Athens Stock Exchange to developed market status. When I addressed this conference for the first time in 2019, I outlined my government's vision and extended an invitation to join us and share in the success of this journey. Since then, Greek assets have consistently outperformed. Today, I can tell you that the journey is far from over. I invite you to stay with us, to continue investing in Greece, and to share in the rewards of a nation on the up. The best is yet to come. Thank you, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, Prime Minister of the Hellenic Republic. Thank you, Prime Minister. I'm sorry that we couldn't have the videotape message because his schedule got very busy at the last moment, but we're delighted to have that such an upbeat message. And with this, I will invite Dimitris Lambropoulos and our panelists to come and kick off the conference. Thank you. Thank you to everybody for being with us.